Good morning. Thanks for having me and highlighting this special World Cancer Day on February 4th. The gap in cancer care between different regions and socioeconomic statuses is really quite pronounced. And you see that with low and middle income countries facing the brunt of this burden. The Americas alone report millions of new cancer cases and deaths annually, and that figure is projected to surge by 60% within 2 decades. So understanding how we can close this gap by outlining strategies that we all can participate with would really help reduce the gap so that we all can have better care. The reality is that where you are and who you are and where you live can actually mean the type of care, and that, you know, that dictates the type of care that you receive.
Now, what about in Detroit and Michigan then, Dr. Heath, since obviously Karmanos is, you know, what in the forefront of the battle against cancer, where do we fall in that gap?
Yeah, I think we are still having the same type of challenges in our state, especially in the city of Detroit, with some of these barriers to care. Part of the barriers that can add to this equity gap is anything from access to care to understanding care to making sure that, you know, the lifestyle and how their overall other medical health is being treated, it all impacts what happens to them for their cancer care. So these disparities, I think we saw them worsen a bit with COVID-19. So we really, I think, have to try to all work together to close this gap even here at home.
Is there also a gap between the types of cancer, you know, whether it's breast cancer or whether it's colon cancer, you know, whatever type of cancer? Are we doing better in some areas than others?
I think so. You know, it's obviously very based on the individual. So the listeners today don't have to feel like, oh, gosh, if I have a particular cancer, there's a particular outcome. I think that one of the nice things about living here in the state of Michigan is there are so many health resources around us and healthcare centers for a person or their family member or their neighbor to get care. But certainly the disparity of cancer outcomes in patients of African-American descent tend to fare worse. And that's true for breast cancer and lung cancer and prostate cancer. So it's really getting the necessary information, working with your health provider, and setting a plan forward. And that plan could be not just treatment, but we're hoping to reach folks that are even earlier in that journey, screening, prevention, and those things.
You know, what's confusing to people, though, is in terms of recommendations. You know, we hear colonoscopies, for example. We were told for years, start that at age 50, and then had a number of cases of people under 50 getting colon cancer. So do these things change? Do you have to change the recommended age depending on the outcomes?
Yes, here we really benefit, especially in the United States, from having set guidelines that we all sort of adhere to and follow as standard of care. I think the American Cancer Society, as well as other organizations, have sort of put down some guidelines that do change, because we do know that colon cancer is hitting younger Americans these days. So having that awareness and getting the screening started earlier is a change. But that's a change for the better, because a cancer like colon cancer can be prevented and or cured as long as you get to it early. But, you know, getting that message out is why events like World Cancer Day and other events that happen in the community is really important. And we need to share all of that information with each other so that we can understand who should get screened and what is the current screening guideline.
We all unfortunately know people probably in our own family who have had cancer, which, you know, for years people, as you mentioned, you're scared by that word. When you hear it from the doctor, you think it's a death sentence. So what, if anything, should we say, or how do we support people who are going through that?
I think the cancer care of today is very different than the cancer care from even 20 years ago. So when you hear that word, just know that there's a whole team of, you know, providers and other folks that can really help tackle whatever is the diagnosis. I think one of the biggest challenges is the worry that it's not going to matter, what's the point, and it's not just worth it. But get in there, get that conversation going, figure out what may work or may not work. Ultimately, it's up to the patient, of course, but the treatments of today and the diagnostics of today is so much better than before. So not being able to have access to that because of fear is a missed opportunity.